Now that the developers have backed out of the Center Point project, what do you think will happen to that block? You tell us at WVLKAM.com. Then you can tune in for the results with Cruiser and Crew between noon and 3. And yes, the big news story of the morning, developers of the long-delayed Center Point project told the city Wednesday they are pulling out of this downtown development. Jonathan Miller, lawyer who represents Matt Collins of Lexington and Bridgeton Holdings of New York, notified members of the Urban County Council by letter. It said that because the city did not want to lease the new government center as part of the project, the group could not develop the Center Point block. That's according to a front page above the fold article in the Herald Leader this morning written by Beth Musgrave. One of the players, if you will, in this whole thing, at least from my perspective, because I like to eat, was Jeff Ruby and Ruby Steakhouse, which is, can't wait for Ruby Steakhouse to come to Lexington. We got restaurateur Jeff Ruby on the line with us right now. Good morning, Mr. Ruby.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much. Can you tell us anything that you know about this that maybe we don't know? We don't know much.
Well, I was in a meeting with Tim Collins when I got a text that the deal was dead. It was not going to happen. And I was sitting with him, meeting with him at the time. I was downtown Lexington yesterday when all that came down. We had set up a meeting, hopefully, that it was going to be a positive meeting. He drove in the snow, actually. I'm sitting there with my in my UK cowboy boots, my UK logos on my cowboy boots with my championship UK basketball ring given to me in 2003 by Tubby Smith, and on my left hand and my UK national championship ring from 2012 given to me by my good friend John Calipari on my right hand, I look like the UK mascot. And my blue jeans and my blue blazer, and I get a text from my friend Jennifer Palumbo, and I said, "Well, geez, look at this, Mr. Collins." You know, I felt like having a Tom Collins at the time. The people of Lexington have been asking me for 35 years to open a steakhouse in Lexington. And that's how long they've been making the round trip to Cincinnati.
So why haven't you done that before now?
Actually, I've looked at Lexington, and I never really found the right location. I looked at that place on Richmond Road. I think it was a Cork and Cleaver or whatever it was. Never was the right location. And then looked at the Hilton back in 2011 or something. And then Center Point came along. And I remember telling Dudley, we met at my restaurant in Louisville. I said, "Listen, it's a $400 million project. I don't know if that'll ever happen when you're talking something that huge. I just want to do the steakhouse, and don't worry about the rest of it. If it happens, fine, but can we just do my place and keep it separate from the thing, and let's just do the restaurant?" And he said, "Yeah." But it's not that easy. There's so much that goes into a project like that, and that people don't understand, and people say, "Well, you're so smart, you know, on social media, everybody's brave on social media. Why would you sign a lease if you're so smart?" You know, well, to get the funding, to get the TIF, they call it, you know, mm-hmm. get the bonds, you have to have leases signed. And one of the things that was key to this, for whatever reason, was my lease, that they had to have it signed. They had to have an agreement with me, a signed lease. And we did sign it because that had to keep the project moving forward. You know, there's many pieces to a huge puzzle, like a $300-400 million project, and one of them is, you know, getting a hotel on board, getting the office tenants on board, but they needed that restaurant. So, you know, we negotiated a long time. I spent a lot of money on this. You know?
I was going to ask you, you have money invested, not just sweat equity.
No, we have a lot of cash involved. The place was designed and architects, and they are. And we had to go back and forth with redoing the thing because of the requirements of the city and the requirements of this and that and the other thing. So, and their project with the garage. So we had to change the plans a lot and redo the plans and what we needed for our restaurant to make it what we need for to maintain the integrity of our brand and image. And so, you know, we have a lot of out-of-pocket and a lot of our corporate people working. And, you know, we have, but, you know, I'm not going to give up. You know, when you've been in a car accident, as I was July 13th in 1987, and I was pronounced dead and was given a 10% chance of living. When you've been through something like that, you don't let things like this bother you. And we have two fantastic locations downtown that are still viable, and we're pursuing those options. So, and
you mind telling us where they are?
I can't tell you where they are. And besides, when I've already had a signed lease, which meant we're doing it and we're announcing it, and you know it's a done deal with a signed lease. The last thing I want to do is talk about other options that aren't signed.
Right.
I'm the one that comes out with a big black eye because, you know, we've already announced it. We got renderings, we got drawings, we've signed leases, money, and you know. So the last thing I want to do is talk about options that aren't even close to being signed. So, but they're good locations, and one of them we looked at actually before we Center Point even came to my attention. And either one we'd be tickled to death. We want to do this for the whole thing. People lost sight of is we wanted to do this for the people of Lexington because they've been so supportive of me for 35 years. The precinct, the waterfront, Jeff Ruby's downtown. You know, they've been saying, please. I remember one guy with his date or wife going back in his car when I was in front of Jeff Ruby's on 7th of Walnut. He says, please come to Lexington. I don't mind the drive to your place in Cincinnati. It's the drive back that I don't like. Okay. But we want to go and give back to the people of Lexington. And I was always concerned whether or not it was a big enough city. And I remember years ago, you know, people would say, well, be careful of Lexington because they have money, but the people with money have their own cooks in their homes and mansions. They don't even go out. But you know, I remember talking to, you know, I met Tubby Smith. You know why I met Tubby Smith?
Right.
He came to Cincinnati to Jeff Ruby's for dinner. That's how I met Tubby Smith. When Rick Pitino was coach at UK, I met Rick Pitino at the precinct, my steakhouse in Cincinnati. He came there for dinner. I know Coach Cal. I met him at the waterfront. I placed on the river that was floating at one time. But he was the coach of UMass at the time. That's how far back Cal and I go. I mean, we go back a long, long time. But I got some Doug Flynn from Lexington. He was a big red machine
two
World Series.
We all know
he
him.
Was my roommate. He was my roommate in Cincinnati.
No kidding.
You know, I've got so many friends in Lexington and so many friends in, you know, in that area. But the GM at the Hilton used to work for me in Cincinnati, work with my same company in Cincinnati. But Lexington is like, you know, it's Churchill Downs and the whole thing. That's Louisville. Keeneland. I mean, Keeneland is I know the guy that runs the CFO over there.
Let me ask you this.
I lived in Kentucky. When I moved to Cincinnati, I lived on the Kentucky side before I bought a house.
I wanted to know because I heard something that I'm not even sure is true. My wife and I had a pretty nice meal the other night at a place down in the square called Tony's. And I was bragging to somebody about what a good meal it was, and they said, well, you know that this guy...
He worked for me 22 years. It ought to be good.
Yeah. Is that so? That's true.
He worked for me for 22 years, and I expect it to be good. You know, he was my understudy. I hope I taught him well.
Do you feel like you got the short end of the stick because you didn't get that location until the other place opened, or?
Well, I was going to do Centerpoint, or
right.
That's why I didn't take that location. He goes, I passed up a lot of other opportunities in Lexington, and so Tony was going to do well wherever he went. He worked for me a long time. He's got a place in Cincinnati too. The guy that owns Texas and founded Texas Roadhouse worked for me at one time. I mean, there's another guy that worked for me. He's got more places than me now.
Really?
They ran the precinct. Yeah, they ran the precinct actually before Tony.
Hmm.
You know, I'm happy that, you know, when you look at coaches, great coaches, if you look at some of these great NFL coaches, look at the coaches that worked for them that are now great coaches. So they worked for other great coaches, and they worked under them. And so that's something you should be proud of, and that you've had assistant coaches that now are head coaches, and those head coaches went on to have great success, and a lot had to do with what they learned under your guidance. So that's something to be proud of, and what you can do for other people is something that I've got a lot of people that are own restaurants now that work for me, and Tony and Rick Houck, Hyde Park Grills. He's got more Hyde Park Grills, Rick Houck, than I have. He's got three times as many restaurants as me all over the country.
We have restaurateur Jeff Ruby on the phone with us from Ruby Steakhouse, and I'd like to bring in now council at-large member who's been in and out of the council for the last 114 years, or actually 1987, is that right?
That's right.
Richard Maloney. Richard, get right up on that mic.
Okay.
Because you're a soft-spoken guy.
All right.
But you always just tell it like it is. Huh. And, Mr. Ruby, your mic is up, so if you want to interject anywhere at any point, please do, sir. And then we'll also take some calls. Now, there's two stories we're really talking about this morning. The big one, obviously, is the fact that the new investors pulled out of Center Point yesterday. But if we back up to last October, and maybe we need to go back further than that, but I don't want to go back further than that. There was you in all your infinite wisdom on the council, you folks decided to have this study done.
Well, what happened was back in September, we had the new developers came and met, as you know, it was on the newspaper that they want to build Centerport.
Yeah.
And we, the council, met with the mayor. We said we'd like to meet with the developers. So a couple months go by, we kept back. As myself, I always, as everybody knows, when I get on an issue, I keep letting everybody know where we are. Well, I kept asking why we have not met with the developers. And so finally in October, I get a phone call from the developer.
From the new developers?
From the new developers.
Yeah.
And I said, folks, we've been wanting to meet with you. Well, we've been wanting to meet with you for 2 months. And for some reason, it not happened. So I set the meeting up with the council. We had that meeting set up, and we went in and met with them, and they gave us their proposal and all that. And then after that, the council decided that they wanted to have a consultant come in to look at this and also look at other properties.
As a potential place for the city hall.
The new city hall.
Yeah.
I, at the time, did not support that. And
Are you the only one?
I was the only one for three reasons why. First of all, I didn't think we needed to do any more studies on Centerpoint. We already had the numbers there. Secondly, I wanted the scope to be broadened for citywide. It doesn't mean, and I mean, great to have a government building downtown, but that may not be the best place for it. If we may be for transportation, for parking, for the citizens, and for taxpayers, it might be more reasonable to look at other locations
in
Lexington.
Okay.
So I was willing to listen to that. So they didn't put that in there. And third, it was $190,000, and I did not want to support $190,000. And the fourth reason, which was a big reason, we went outside of Kentucky to hire a consultant. We've got enough qualified people in Lexington that understand real estate, and I think we could have got it a lot cheaper, and those were the four reasons why. And then,
but you were the only one that
at that time.
Have others since then regretted the decision to let that
go
in?
Well, I think they regretted after they saw the report came back.
It came back, and you guys actually got the report Tuesday this week?
Yeah, Tuesday.
Okay, tell us about that.
And what we got was it was really just a certain area downtown. Some council members, like I, thought it was going to be a larger scope of the whole city, but in the RFP, they only nailed it down to a certain area of Lexington, which we really only put three or four places to look at, and spent $190,000. I could have done it for free and told everybody what they found. So that really, I think the council got really upset. There was only three. They didn't like what the report came back. And then what we did end up getting, the council and the mayor wants to speak on our behalf yesterday, and I commend the mayor, and everything the mayor said was true. He's looking out for the taxpayers. That this study reported that it was really outrageous for us to go into Centerpoint and release this property.
I'm going to quote the mayor here from yesterday. The proposal simply asked too much from taxpayers. While everyone wants to see progress, it shouldn't come at a premium to citizens. The developers were unwilling to consider the boundaries council felt were necessary to continue negotiations. Now, we'll get into those boundaries when we come back. Jeff Ruby, any comment at this point, sir?
Well, I'm not involved in any of that, and I would, it's like I think I said before to Jennifer, when you have a deal, deal of this magnitude, it's got to be a win-win for the landlord and for the tenant, and in this case, the city's the tenant. And if it doesn't make sense, if the numbers don't work, then you can't do it. If it doesn't make sense for the developer, they got to turn it down. If it doesn't make sense for the city, they have to turn it down.
Right.
I'm sure the mayor was doing the right thing for the city, for the residents, and so he's not to blame.
Yeah.
The city's not to blame. And if it didn't make sense for the developer, then he has to turn it down.
All right,
it's sad for everybody. It's sad for the people. My biggest concern was when I started getting on social media, for that thing to sit there like that, I think is not fair to the people. And I'm not blaming whoever.
Yeah.
I'm not blaming any. But for that thing to look like that in the heart of such a beautiful city for so many years, it's just sad and it's not right and something's got to be done other than filling it back in. You can't just throw, so much money's been invested. Something's got to be done there. It's just terrible. And people that have businesses across the street from it agree. And you've got you're turning away potential convention business. I mean, who's going to want to book a convention? That is, it's an eyesore that's got to be corrected. Something's got to be built there, even if it's what they're doing in downtown Cleveland, with a beautiful park in the middle of downtown Cleveland. You can see the renderings to that. Something's got to be done, whether
All right.
it's that development or something else. Can't let that happen to the people of Lexington.
I am very appreciative of the two guests we have with us this morning. Of course, Richard Maloney has been around here a long time and has always been known to just kind of tell it like it is and not try to worry about being too politically correct. And clearly, restaurateur Jeff Ruby has given us his assessment of what's going on here. Let's go to the phones right now. Wendell has been on hold for a while. Wendell, thanks for holding.
Hey, you're welcome. Jack, this is Wendell Zofi. I am a big-time friend of Mr. Ruby's Restaurants, and I just want to get this off my chest. I don't care anything about Center Pit, but I do wish Jeff Ruby would open the restaurant soon in Lexington. I've been a fan. I think we went up there over 20 years ago to the precinct before a Rolling Stones concert and fell in love with the restaurant and have been fans. We go up there three or four times a year. And Jeff, my group of friends and me, 10 of us, we come up every New Year's Eve and we've had the wine room for the last setting every New Year's Eve for the past 10, maybe 11 years. So I'm a big fan and I wish you'd come
over. I appreciate it. That's very kind of you and it means a lot to hear that from you. Are you talking about at the downtown Jeff Ruby's, the wine room there?
Downtown, yeah, on New Year's Eve, yeah.
Well, you must make a
friend. We stay downtown, so it's fun to walk to the restaurant.
Jeff, he spends a couple of bucks with you, buddy.
Well, how do you get that room? You make a reservation way in advance then, don't you?
Well, once you have it, you have first right of rescission or whatever, for the next year.
They're like UK basketball tickets, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Well,
I appreciate it. Well, listen, I'm I'm not going to give up. I've been through a hell of a lot worse than that, like I said earlier, and I wasn't even supposed to be alive by, after my head injury. And so things like this, you know, I'm just thankful that God gave me a chance to live and been through what I was through. And actually, I was in the Beverly Hills Fire, too, and I was one of the last 10 people out of that. And 165 people died, and I've been through so much. Things like this, I'm just fortunate. I look at my life, and I was I don't let these things bother me as much as they could, and because I've been through so much worse. But we'll do Lexington. But the thing about our product and our, you know, our concept is we have to be in a downtown location because of. During the week, we need that hotel transient business and convention business and hotel guests and credit card business. And then on weekends, the local people, like, you know, come out and from the suburbs or whatever. And we cater, you know, to, so that way we're busy 6 days a week and make it work. So we need to be kind of downtown and not out in the suburbs.
Yeah. Wendell, thank you. Wendell hung on their phone for about 20 minutes to get that phone call on the air. Councilman Richard Maloney, Council at Large, Councilman Richard Maloney, tell us in briefly, I know this is very complicated, but tell us briefly why the offer that seemed to be without any flexibility at all from the new developers wasn't right for the city.
Well, there's a lot of reasons why it wasn't right. First of all, they were looking at giving us 150,000 square feet when we really needed 180,000 square feet. But 150,000, the price was, it just wasn't feasible for this city. It for us, for the property that we own, we can build our own building way cheaper than pay what they need. And we told them that, and we asked them to go back and try to negotiate something, but they come to the conclusion that they did not want to do it. They gave the final offer, and they went away. But we definitely have to own our own building. But if we go out and look at other places in the city, we may find some rent that is reasonable that maybe we could. If we'd done the consultant right, it might have been feasible to rent somewhere, and it doesn't have to be downtown. It could be somewhere else where taxpayers can get there easier and save the city a lot of money.
Here's an email from Ziggy. It says, I think we need a new government building, make it bigger than right now, and lease out the remaining space. I'd go for a $300 million new government bond for this, but I would not do so for updating Rupp Arena for the third time. How much money has been poured into Phoenix government building over the decades? Don't be penny wise and pound foolish. If we can't get this one done with the mayor, who is an expert in construction, then we can forget it. Help us, Jim Gray. If I had my druthers, I'd rather see a beautiful arboretum flower park without tall trees, so we can photograph and see the cityscape without obstruction. We could call it Central Park, since so many elected officials hate Lexington and want us to be more like New York City. What do you say to that?
I want to follow up on that. You made an interesting point. A lot of people don't know what it costs us to stay in that old building, which costs us anywhere close to $1,800,000 a year to upkeep that building.
Mm.
And if you average that out and think, Councilmember Jennifer Mazzotti, who's in real estate, she told us that's about $26 a square foot, which is outrageous for anybody to rent that kind of property.
How much should it be, did she say?
Well, for downtown places, you're looking at $18 to $19, somewhere around there in that price range. But that we could bond that $1.8 million and get a brand-new upscale building. It's energy efficiency and all that. The building that we have now is really for apartments or hotels. We're in the wrong building, and it's been great for all the years we've been there, but it's time to go on and get rid of this building and get our own building. But first, we've got to fix the hole. Before we start looking at any other buildings or anything, we need to fix the hole, and I think the council and I agree this is the top priority. And this is something we need to get done before we do anything downtown, is get this hole fixed. And one other thing is, Jeff Ruby is right, that is a blighted area. Now, I want him to come here more than anybody. I love steaks, and I which he, any way we can get him here, we're going to do that. But understand, we're not going to use taxpayers' dollars and lose a lot of money to bring anybody into this
state. And you're not, you have no disagreement with that either, do you, Jeff?
No.
Yeah.
No. Listen, Lexington's a world class city, and I'm not fighting with the city and their decision. They know what their numbers have to be. But by the way, I respect you. You have no filter, and everyone around here knows I have no filter. So I appreciate a guy that speaks his mind and doesn't care what people think. So I haven't said hello to you yet on this phone call.
Hello.
So I'm glad to meet you on the phone.
We're glad to have you here. We have to take.
Oh, I'm talking to the councilman too.
Though. Oh, to the councilman. You're not even talking to me. You're okay. I'll get out of the way here.
No, Mr. Councilman.
Yes.
Hello, sir.
You guys have not actually officially met, I guess.
Yeah.
Jeff.
I just wanted to say hello to you.
Jeff wanted to say hello.
Well, good to meet you. Glad to meet you. And I hear a lot of great things about you. I have seen you at the game. You are definitely the mascot for Kentucky, I have to admit. I've seen you in those great outfits.
I'll go to a UK game at Gainesville. I'm going to go to the Vanderbilt game in Nashville. But what Tim Collins told me, who I met for the first time yesterday, I said, well, how much was the rent going to be? $31. He said, no, $24. The numbers don't work at $24 a foot, sir?
No, it did not work. It still came out considerably way more than over the 30 years. If we built our own building, it was way more than what it is.
We have restaurateur Jeff Ruby on the phone and Councilman-at-Large Richard Maloney in the studio with us. Unfortunately, gentlemen, we're about ready to run out of time. Let's see if we can get another call or two on the air here before we have to go. David, good morning.
Yes, I got a couple points to make. One is on Center Point. Why couldn't that be taken and I know they're going to put a parking garage in the basement of that. Why can't they go ahead and put the parking garage in and then they can put dirt over top of it or whatever and make a park? At least that part's done in the building. And then the second point is on a new building for City Hall. Is why couldn't they look at possibly buying the Shriners building and turning that into a building for City Hall?
Richard?
Great question. The answer to your first question, you got to remember the city doesn't own anything in Center Point right now. And that now it's gone back to Dudley Webb and
Joe Rosenberg. Yeah.
They're going to have to start. And that's where I think the council is more aggressive than ever before to start. We're going to have to start coming up with ideas and ASAP. I think all the council members are on board saying we've got to do something with this hole. And I think you're going to see things go fast.
You can call C.R. Wheeler.
See what now?
We lost him.
Well, answer the second question about the Shriners. That property's an arm and leg. That's going to be, I've been hearing rumors, it's going to be $25 million just for that property. So,
oh, wow, really?
So the city just can't be going in there and paying that kind of money for something when we own our own land, and I just don't want to, that's going to cause the cost way up. And I think the neighborhood wouldn't like an idea of seeing a government
building.
Yeah,
they wouldn't like it. Oh, I know they wouldn't.
Especially in Chevy Chase in that area. And in the golf course, they probably wouldn't want to have something like that.
Adelaide,
we
would
have
be.
A heck of a battle.
This is Jim. Good morning, Jim. Thanks for calling.
Good morning, guys. Hey, Mr. Ruby, I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Did you ask O.J. Simpson to leave your Louisville restaurant?
Oh, yes, I did. Yeah.
I just wanted to compliment you on that, buddy. That was one of the greatest things you've ever done, and I thank you, and you have a good day.
Thank you, sir.
This is Sharon. Sharon, good morning.
I have two questions.
Okay.
We are always being told that we lease the government building. That's correct, right? And if that's the case,
we lease the government building.
We own
the government building.
We own the government building.
Okay. Okay. I was under the impression that we leased it.
No, we own it.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. And one more, and then we're going to cut you guys loose. Joan, real quick.
Yeah, Jack, you know, I was reading in the Sunday's paper about this Ruby, and his restaurants. That may have been discussed earlier. I don't know. I just remembered it and thought I'd call in about it. And I thought that was a great idea to have a restaurant like that and have a dining area and draw tourists in.
Right. Well, he's here. He's on the phone with us, and he's still planning to come to town. So that's the good news. Mr. Ruby, I know you're a busy man. I appreciate you taking time to be with us this morning, sir.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
I hope you can come back, and when you find out where you're going, please let us know.
Well, I just want to say one thing. There's a Gap survey just named my Louisville Steakhouse, or our Louisville Steakhouse, the best steakhouse in the state of Kentucky, and that's what we want to give Lexington, what we gave Louisville, and we'll have the two best steakhouses in Kentucky. So that's what my goal is.
We'll want that to happen. Listen, thank you very much, sir, and as always, it's a pleasure always to have Richard Maloney here. He's a guy who says what he thinks, and we're very glad to have you here this morning, Richard. Thank you very much.
Anytime you need me, just holler at me. I'll be glad to come back.